Question name, William Turner, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-T-U-R-N-E-R, date of birth 3-12-1950, date of procedure September 5, 2023. The physician performing Babu Mohan, MD, referring Dr. Jeffrey Carr, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-C-A-R-R. Indication, screening colonoscopy, dyspepsia. Procedure performed, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy, colonoscopy. Description of procedure informed, concerns resulting possible complications presenting bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, or similar possibility of missing lesion, such as malignant or lesbian, the pain product, sleep, present the person, that must serve, well, the particular object that one is the system, and that is the problem, carefully remember the door number, second, the number, some of the essential is affected, that refers to the cardiac septum, air was absent from the stomach before stroloscope, this concluded the upper endoscopy exam. The patient was then turned around to proceed with colonoscopy exam. Initial examination performed, well lubricated limbus with a closing position of the rectum and resident of the cecum, which was removed by sense of abscess or physical vesicle valve and closing of force. Careful examination was made of the cecum, vesicle valve, and the closing of the rectum, principal is included, sigma of the rectum, retrocedure of the rectum, bowel preparation score, Boston bowel preparation score was 3 for asmiculum, 3 for tranquilum, 3 for dysmiculum, withdrawal time was 6 minutes. Patient tolerated procedure and recovered well post procedure, there are no complications. Findings, esophagus, mucosal changes suggestive of Barrett's esophagus were noted in the distal esophagus. This extended from approximately 41 centimeters to distal 46 centimeters. This would be categorized as C3M5 if biopsies are positive for Barrett's esophagus. Biopsies were taken from the maximal extent at 41 centimeters and then at circumferentially 4 quadrant from 43 centimeters, 44 centimeters and 45 centimeters. All were in separate bottles to check for Barrett's esophagus. An antral nodule was noted that was a bit erythematous, about half centimeter in size. This was biopsied for histology. Multiple antral erosions were noted. Biopsies were taken to rule out Helicobacter pylori from the pylori, from the antrum separately and from the body separately. Large ulcer was noted in the duodenal bulb. This was about 2 to 2.5 centimeters in maximal dimension, and this was crated. Multiple small, shallow erosions and ulcerations were noted in the duodenal sweep. D3 was normal. Biopsies were taken from here to rule out celiac disease. On retroflexed view, a small sliding hiatal hernia was noted. This was not noted on the direct view in the esophagus. Colonoscopy, multiple diverticulosis, small and large, were noted throughout the colon. Small hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexed view. Otherwise, colonoscopy exam was essentially normal. Follow-up plans. Take omeprazole 40 mg twice daily. Follow up in the office to discuss biopsy results. Recommend colorectal cancer screening colonoscopy in 5 years. End of dictation.